Thank you for calling at Omegs Health. My name is Secret. May I please have the email address on the account?
tbuckner8844@gmail.com.
Thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last name?
Thomas Buckner, B-U-C-K-N-E-R.
And could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
351 Shelton Hill Road, Bumpus, Virginia. 23024.
Thank you. And I see that you have our subscribing safe of the vitamin D3.
Yeah, well, I put that on hold. I'm calling about the Omax 3. I'm trying to figure out why I haven't got the Omax 3. When I called it last time, they said they were going to ship it out last week, so I haven't got it, so I can call to find out if you shipped it or not.
Let me see. Just bear with me one moment, sir. And do you have the order number?
No, I don't have the order number with me. I've been getting it for years. The lady told me they was going to ship it out last week. It's Omax 3. I think it's a 6-month supply of it. See, I called and stopped the vitamin D3. If you know to be on the record, it should be on your record that I called and stopped the vitamin D3 5,000 units. And I told the lady when I need it, I'll call back.
Yes, sir. I do see where that was canceled.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just having a hard time locating the Ultra Pure.
Yeah, Ultra Pure Omax 3, right?
I'm sorry?
It's Ultra Pure Omax 3, right?
Correct. Okay, sir. So I see that they also canceled that order too for the Ultra Pure.
Why would they do that?
I'm not sure, sir. So what I'm going to have to do is get another subscription created for you.
How much is that going to cost?
Let me see. Do you remember your Omax Health password?
No, I don't remember that. That lady told me last week that she said that they were going to ship it out last week. Nobody said nothing about canceling it.
I do apologize about that, sir. Just bear with me one moment and let me see.
Only thing was supposed to be canceled out was the D3, vitamin D3, 5,000 units.
Okay, so could you open up your email? I'm about to send you.
I don't know how to do all that. I don't know how to do all that.
Okay, well, I will need you to reset the password so I can get logged into your account.
Is it 5457?
The password?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I don't know what the password is.
Okay, so I will need you to reset the password.
You want me to give you a new password?
You would have to open up your email and reset it.
Lady, I do not know how to do that. Y'all screwed this up on your end. I didn't do it.
Okay, and in order for me, and I'm trying to get the subscription started back.
It should have been canceled because I didn't have it canceled. Somebody on your end canceled that didn't know what they were doing. I've been getting this product for years. It shouldn't be like this.
Could you log in and reset the password for me, please?
Do what?
Could you open up your email and reset the password?
How many times I got to tell you I don't know how to do that?
Just open up the email, your emails, and you should have an email from Omex Health.
You have to send it by message plus. I don't even have an email account. You still there?
I'm still here.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I don't see where you send nothing.
So it's going to the email tbuckner8844@gmail.com.
Well, it should come through on my message plus. And I don't see it.
Try checking the spam folder.
The what?
The spam.
Where would the spam be?
Okay, well, you see where it says inbox and it has draft.
No, I don't know about all that stuff.
Is there somebody in the house that can help you?
I live alone. Let me go down here. Let me go down here a minute and see if this guy talk to him because maybe he can help. I'll be there in a minute. Yo, man, you busy. I got something screwed up here. This lady trying to talk to me, and remember I told you I don't know how to use this thing. Can you talk to her and find out what she wants?
Yeah, sure. You want a speaker?
Yeah.
Hello?
If you don't speak to me.
I'm here.
She there.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I sent her an email to reset the password for Omex
okay.
Health.
So let's see. Gotcha. And where did you send the email to?
So that's tbuckner8844@gmail.com.
Okay. Keys. Swipe to unlock it.
Swipe it.
Okay. And you said was it through Gmail?
Correct.
Okay. That's a Gmail. Do you know how to get to your email?
Hey.
No. Okay. Let me see. Let me see.
Okay.
Well,
see, I don't have no email account set up.
Oh, gotcha.
All mine come through on Message Plus. When somebody send me something, they're supposed to send it through Message Plus.
Okay, okay.
But I book on Message Plus and it's not on there.
It's not on there? Okay. Hmm. Now, when you look on Message Plus, are you looking through that through your phone or that's on?
No, you can get Message Plus right there.
Okay.
Is
it? But it's another provider. Okay. Email address.
Yeah, I don't have no, you know, I didn't set it, but I didn't know how to set it up.
Gotcha.
So I just use Message Plus. I get it. See where this Message Plus right there.
Okay.
And when anybody send me anything, I tell them send it through Message Plus, you know.
Gotcha.
Otherwise,
gotcha.
I won't get it.
Okay. Ma'am, is it a way that you can send it through Message Plus so I can click on the link through there?
Is it the same email?
Yeah.
Well, no, this is the...
Are you trying to send a particular link over?
Correct.
Okay. Now, are you able to send a link through text message?
No, sir.
No? Okay. All right. Let's see. So that was through Plus. This is through Plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is through Plus. Is this all Plus?
No, that's the number that I got in.
Oh, okay.
Plus would be right there.
Okay, gotcha. Let's
see. They canceled it. They canceled it all. I didn't tell them to cancel it all.
Right.
I canceled one order, and somebody up there, wherever they are, they canceled both orders. So I always do this.
Email. I wonder. Okay. Are you? Is it something? How can I say? Is it like a private email that you're trying to get? Like private.
She's trying to send me something to try to get another order through or something like that. I don't know.
Because I would say, are you able to forward the email over to me and then I could send it to him?
No, it has to go to the email that was on the account.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So now, also, what you can do, you can try going on the website on omaxhealth.com and try logging in or setting up a new account.
Okay, gotcha.
And then you can place the order yourself as well.
Okay. Give me 1 second now.
You set it up
yourself.
You set it up for me.
Okay.
You keep it. I'm going wrong.
Gotcha. What's the...
My email address.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
T. Buckner. Small letter.
T. Buckner.
You see Kenny,
Uh-huh. 8844@gmail.com. Okay, so you may have that in your phone already.
Yeah.
And she just have to send that link on over. Okay. And ma'am, what is... I may, because... ma'am, what's that link that you said I could go online to?
It's omaxhealth.com.
Can you spell it out for me?
O-M-A-X.
O-M-A-H?
X, as in X-ray.
X, okay.
Health.
Health.
.com.
.com. And then once I click in the link, Mr. Buckner will have to insert his email address or open up an account through there.
He will have to set up a new account.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. And will his same information be valid there if a new account is set up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. And your name?
Secret.
Can you repeat it? I'm sorry.
Secret. S-E-C-R-E-T.
What a name. How about that? Okay. Perfect. All right. I'm going to try to go into this link and set up an account so that information can be forwarded directly into that account.
Okay, sir. And is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. That's it.
And thank you for calling Omex Health. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, I'm going to go through your phone directly to this.